A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Wishing to determine the truth about why Paul was being accused by the Jews, the commander freed him and ordered the chief priest and the whole Sanhedrin to convene. Then he brought Paul down and made him stand before them. Paul was aware that some were Sadducees and some Pharisees. So he called out before the Sanhedrin, "My brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of Pharisees. I am on trial for hope in the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and Sadducees, and the group became divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection or angels or spirits, while the Pharisees acknowledge all three. A great uproar occurred, and some scribes belonging to the Pharisee party stood up and sharply argued, "We find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose a spirit or an angel has spoken to him." The dispute was so serious that the commander, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, ordered his troops to go down and rescue Paul from their midst and take him into the compound. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage, for just as you have borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness in Rome." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, "I pray not only for this, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you love them even as you love me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Last week, I was reading an article about Generation Z. Generation Z is a generation after the millennials. And according to this article, Generation Z is the least likely to get married and to have children. So you have to ask yourself, why? Why would a whole generation be reluctant to get married and to have children? And the answer is, when there is no hope, when you don't believe in the future, why would you have children? Generation Z is the least religious generation around. Therefore, there is no hope, none. When someone is rooted in God, they are rooted in hope. Listen to today's Psalm, Psalm 16. Therefore, my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. When we pray the Psalms, we not only understand the mysteries of the world in a new way, but we stand at the borderlands. In other words, we are at a point where God's space and our space overlap. We find ourselves at a place where that new life in the resurrection is already making inroads in our life right now. And you know what that gives us? Hope. That's what gives us hope.